Hello everyone, how have you been?
Welcome to the new episode titled The COVID Experience. The last episode I had told that we got the virus. So in this episode I wish to tell you my experience and hope that it will help someone. This is not any medical suggestion or expertise from my side. It is just how we had dealt with it. So the early COVID news that we got was from my best friend, who I had mentioned in one of the earlier episodes, where in the trip episode I said that she's the same person who has dished our plan. So her family had got COVID, her grandparents, her parents, and she and her brother. They were into a week or so, and her grandfather started showing a little bit of extreme symptoms. His saturations had dropped, and they had to book a bed, and it took for a while. They had to admit him. They had to wait in an ambulance outside the hospital for his admission. And he did get in at 2 or 3 o'clock at midnight, and he stayed there for a week. He's fine, he came out well. He's very aged, but he was doing so well. And then at that same time, like they were into 1 week of that, my mother started showing symptoms. So one day she had specifically told me to get up early in the morning, like 6 o'clock in the morning, to prepare her some drink or coffee. I don't remember what exactly it was. She told me to do something and I didn't get up. She told me she was not feeling well, so she wanted me to do it, and I did not. And the next day I got up late. She was very upset with me. That never happens. Like, I know I should have woken up early. I also thought to myself that she doesn't ask such things, so let me wake up early. But then I don't know why I had taken it lightly, and so then she got very upset about it, and then she was vocal about her being upset about it. So I was like, this is not normal. She, first of all, she doesn't ask me such favors, and second of all, she doesn't get so upset if I had not done it. So I was like, something is wrong. Then I started doing all housework, because I sensed that something is wrong with her. She's feeling very down and she is not having the energy. Then I started sharing all the housework. And few days into it, midnight she had knocked on my door, wrapped up in her shawl and everything, saying that she had got she was like, her temperature has gone up and she was shivering. So she looked very concerned and a little bit confused. So I was like, okay, fine. Even earlier, before, I was like, I think we should get tested. I was telling her to get tested. And then even by this time, when she got fever, I think even she realized at that point that something is really wrong with her. Then at 2 o'clock, I had called up my other friend, the other friend in the sense, the same friend who has tested positive. And thankfully she was awake. I don't know what, I think she was studying at that time. Studying it, so she was. I was like, so and so has happened, and she was like, I have. This must be COVID, because they are also having the same symptoms, and she is a doctor, by the way. She and her brother both are doctors, so she was like, book a test now. So at 2 o'clock in the midnight, I had booked the test, and the available slots were only 2 days away. Like, if you're booking now, you can get the slot only after 2 days. So. And we booked. This and all is okay, but my father was showing really abnormal and irresponsible behavior. My mother visibly was being very weak and down, and I was treating her like how you treat a patient, and my dad was very upset about it. He's like, why are you treating her like that? You're hallucinating her, it seems. Is it called hallucination? I don't know. He said something. How can you translate it into English? 1 minute. Oh no, it's not hallucination. It's hypnosis. He's like, you're doing hypnosis on her. You're making her feel like she's a patient. You're over-treating her. And the thing is, there's a marriage in a family, in the family, and he has to go there. He just wants to be there. And first of all, gatherings are not allowed. And it's common sense that you are not supposed to gather. And then weddings are such a huge affair here. Why you just want to be there? What if it's okay? You just have to think, what if you have and you're infecting people? It's not like, he's like, no, but we will be wearing masks and we'll be safe, we'll be sitting away. And that's not it. I don't know why people just don't understand and they keep complaining that things are so wrong. We all know this. We will be like, why people are going out without masks? Why people are gathering? Why people are not getting tested? I have experienced this firsthand with my dad. He's educated. He goes to office. And I did not expect such irresponsible behavior from my father. And I was honestly very upset about it, because he was not showing concern towards my mother. I don't know why he thought she was pretending that she was sick. Like, even if she is pretending, wouldn't you know if she is really pretending or not? This is a bit personal, and I was very upset about him. And I was even more upset because his reasons were just as stupid. Okay, the reasons were just stupid. You want to attend someone else's wedding in another state, and you have to cross so many kilometers and miles. And because of that, you think people in home are pretending that they are sick. So we booked, and we had to book without telling my father, of course, because he was getting really angry and upset about whenever we mentioned that it might be COVID. He's like, no, obviously, how can we get? Because we are specially prepared by, you know, the God. And we have special barriers around our house, and we'll never get infected. And I think it's him who got it home anyway, because people in his office, were many got infected, including the person he interacts every day. And there's no other way we could have got it, because honestly speaking, me and my mom have not stepped out since Jan, I guess, till May. And only my father is going out, and my brother is in another city. Only my dad goes out for everything. He only brings the groceries and everything, and he goes to his office daily. He goes in a very protected way. Like, he wears double, we make sure that he wears double mask, and he doesn't stray around much. So, but then in the office, we don't know what happens. I mean, even if you are safe in the office, restricted, but then it's a very closed space, and you have to interact with others. Some on the other thing, a paper, maybe a pen, or something has to go on. So we are just thinking that it's my father, or either it has to be delivery person for the things we order online. Except that there's no other contact. Me and my mom don't go out. So that is there. So over with that, we don't know how we got it. So we got it. It might be my dad. Then the day of test has come. We had not told my dad that I'm taking my mom for the test. And it was in the hours before he comes home. We booked the test before he comes home. Yeah. Oh, I don't know what's happening to my English. And then that day he had come home early and we were still in the hospital. On the same day, we started my mom on the meds because just the day before she lost the smell. So we were already sure that I was already sure, but my dad isn't. Me and my mom, we were sure that it's obviously corona. So we started the meds the next day itself. And for the meds also, we had to fight with my dad a bit. Because he's like, why do you need so... Obviously, at that time, the doctors has prescribed a lot of meds. Like antibodies, vitamins, and a few other things. Paracetamol and all that. And the dosages were very heavy. I'm not going to tell you anything about the meds. Because you have to contact your doctor if you are positive, or in any medical emergency you have to contact a doctor and take the thing. And the WHO has ruled out that these meds which were prescribed earlier might not help, so we actually don't know how we recovered. Was it the meds or we have the immunity? I don't know. And we got her tested, and then the results came after 2 days. But I was very tense because the hospitals were already full. There was no correct helplines. People are searching here and there for oxygen cylinders, beds. It was really mental, and I was very concerned because if things go wrong, I have to be ready. So I was collecting information on Twitter, Instagram. I was following people who are helping, and it was very stressful. And you keep hearing things about other people as well, as my friend's family was, all the entire family was positive, and then my other friend's family, close relatives, they were also positive, and so many other things. But the problem was, we have to get the test results early, because if there are no test results, then the hospitals are not admitting. And then look, it took 2 days for the test, and then it 2 days for the results, already 4 days. So that was on my mind. So many things at that time. It was really, really stressful. And at the same time, my brother had called up. He was in another city. He called up saying he was sick. He was like, I'm having cold. We were worried about him because there's no one to take care of him. And if he is positive, what we are gonna do? And then we were like, take medicine, and we were telling him to take medicines and all that. And then my mom is pretending to my brother when he called that she's all right, but she's not all right. However, we got the results, and she was positive as expected. And oh my god, as soon it came in the afternoon, as soon as we got, I actually, it was in my number, so I got it first. I cried in my room. Because it was not because she was positive and I was sad, it was because I was so relieved. Half my tension was, there are no results if something goes wrong. Then is she positive or is she not? What will I do? So as soon as I saw, I was like, thank God. Then I told my mom, and then I told my dad. He was so surprised. He was Pikachu'd. I'm like, all the signs are here, what are you so surprised about? And he's like, how can she have it? How can she have it? She doesn't go out. Then you got it home, Dad. Then he was so upset about it. Then he started crying. There's no need to cry. And then he has informed his office that my mother has tested positive and he won't be able to attend office, and then kindly his office people have arranged home testing on the same day, which was very nice of them. And then the person has come, and we got tested at 1 o'clock the same day, and then we got the results after 2 days. And in between, on that day, the hostels and colleges got shut down in the other state in which my brother was staying. He had to pack up on that day. It was a sudden circular, and we had to book him. And he came the next day. The day he came, that was the day we got our results, and we both two tested positive. Yeah. And the day before, I had cleaned up his entire room, sanitized it twice. We followed all precautions so that he doesn't get it. He did not get it. He was also very careful. He got his spray, sanitizers, masks. We were all wearing masks inside the house. Then he would spray it everything he touched. He was very extremely, extremely careful than we were. And then, but after sanitizing twice his room, I got very, very tired. So that evening, I got cold because from the day I had cried, I was having little itchiness under my nose. I know it's gonna come because I was taking care of my mother, so obviously I had to get it. And my father sleeps on the same bed as my mom, so obviously even he has to get it. I mean, he's the carrier. We don't know, so. So we three had to get it. Only my brother was away, so if he doesn't have COVID, then we have to keep him safe. He came home and he also got himself tested. He was negative. And yeah. Then my dad didn't have much symptoms. He had got his vaccine 15 days ago. He was due for his second one. We two decided to get vaccines after him. We were like, let him get vaccinated first and then see for 14 days and then we get. And then by then we got COVID. So his only symptom was he had cough. He just had bad dry cough and that's it. And as I was saying, my mother had fatigue. And then she had chills, and she had chills only for a day or two. And then she lost her smell for 3 days. And her oxygen did dip once to 91. And then I asked her to. And then I told my doctor friend, and then she has suggested her to do breathing exercises. So she kept doing breathing exercises. So she was fine, she recovered, but then she had extreme fainting. And then me. So from the day I cried, I had a bit of itchiness under my nose. And then after, because I had to do everything at home, I was getting a bit tired, and my temperature was 1.5 higher than usual. Then few days into it, I had chills. I started getting chills in the evening. I would take paracetamol. Paracetamol is a common drug, right? Like normal drug for inflammation and fever. You get fever because your body is inflamed. So this I can say, but the rest meds or we took vitamin C and supradine, which are also common again, and then we took antibodies, but I'm not saying what antibodies. And yeah, what I was saying, where and all I go. So my symptoms were, I started getting chills. I didn't have fatigue at the beginning, it's just cold and chills. Cold too. It was so weird. The first day I had a bit of running nose, and the second day it was so uncomfortable, as if something got stuck inside, you know, the upper part of your mouth. It's like something is there, but then it's all dried. There was no cold, nothing was coming out. There was no mucus out of my nose. It was completely dry, but then it's like as if something got stuck and it's not coming off. So it was like that for an entire day. Everything was normal, my breathing, nothing was obstructing my breathing or anything. And then the next day I started to have very bad cold. Then I had heavy cold for 3-4 days. I took cold tablets too. Then I had chills in the evening and they did not go for 5 days. And if it doesn't go, if your fever stays beyond 4-5 days, you're supposed to get yourself admitted. I was scared of that too, because my mother, even though she had experienced such extreme fatigue, she did not have fever for such prolonged time. So I was okay for the first 2 days. I didn't feel much of anything. Then the fever was not going. And the third day, I realized I have to do something. Then I asked my friend. And then she was like, she's a doctor. I keep saying it every time I mention her. So she was like, increase your dosage. Then she increased my dosage. She asked me to increase and then I increased. And the next 2 days, I was totally out of it. Because the dosage was so heavy, I just kept sleeping. I just wake up, eat, take my meds, sleep. And then eat and then sleep. And then eat and then sleep. It was just that. And then after 2 days, I felt like it's so new. I wake up and I'm so dazed. You know, if you sleep for so long, you don't feel like it. Then my fever came under control. I was good. But then I experienced post-COVID fatigue. I couldn't sit. I couldn't walk. I sat for too long. My back was not supporting me. If it started hurting, I started walking and then I would wobble a lot. It took me quite some time to get in shape. It took me almost 15 to a month. But now I'm fine. Yeah, so this was it. This was the COVID symptoms and what we ate, obviously, what we ate. So when my mother was sick, I started preparing meals at home. Like, I was doing the cooking. It was normal diet. It was rice. Whatever vegetables, make that into curry. Fruits. There were dry fruits. We ate a lot of dry fruits. And we had a lot of lemon juice. Buttermilk. Then, what else? Yeah, coconut water. Yeah, that's all. Nothing special. Then 10 days after 10 days we both tested positive, me and my dad. We got the results that we were positive. Then she was already fine by then. She completed her course, so we both had to quarantine. We both had to stay in separate room because we had active virus. So then my mother started making meals. It's the same: rice, curd, curry, fruits, lots of water, lemon juice, lemonade or lemon juice, and that's it, the same thing. But I couldn't eat curry and rice. I could only eat curd rice, which is very weird. My body would like only that, but I ate it well. We all ate well. Oh yeah, and then as a post, I said right, I got post-COVID fatigue. And you know what happened? After COVID, all of us were so hungry. After we all recovered, we felt so hungry. We ate too much, more than what we normally eat. And yeah, I forgot. I got my periods on the day I got my COVID too. That also made it a bit difficult. Yeah, that's it. That's all that I had to say, even though it's all over the place. I hope you understand what I'm trying to say. And I wish it will be helpful. See you in the next episode. Bye bye.